5. Why doesn't God show himself physically? He has through creation, through scripture, through Israel, through his son Yeshua and his people. Why are you so blind? Is this question an excuse to rebel? When God the Father physically shows himself, then your choice is up and judgment starts. Trust me, you don't want the question to be fulfilled. Do you think seeing him physically will change your heart for eternity? Remember, God did show himself to Adam and Eve in the beginning, however that made no difference, they still rebelled. Another was Judas. He walked with Yeshua for 3 years, seeing the amazing miracles, and yet he too rebelled. Why? Because of pride and ungratefulness. If you haven't thought about this before, think about eternity. Eternity is a long time. Would you want to spend eternity with people who would grow to hate and despise you? Obviously not, so how would you test them and get rid of their rebellion before they stay with you? God is seeking those who seek him. If they seek him, he will reveal Yeshua to them so that they can get rid of their rebellion. If they believe him and follow his word now, when they don't see him, how much more will they when they see him one day? Yeshua said in John 3 verses 16 to 20, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believes on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that does evil hates the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved." After Yeshua was resurrected physically, Thomas his disciple still didn't believe. Yeshua appeared to him and said, "Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed."